I know that you feel that it's very important that we look into the energy aspect of whatever might drive these vehicles. And there was recently a story that had nothing to do with ETs or UFOs or anything else from Europe. And I kind of follow these stories, and I bet you're familiar with it. This scientist invited other scientists to examine a find he had made regarding regarding something that would power motor vehicles, would power cell phones, would power anything you like. He had a workable model and invited scientists to examine it. Now, surely you know about this.
Yes, this is the Steorn group out of Ireland, and we are actively in dialogue with them, and we hope to have an opportunity to evaluate these claims at some point in the near future.
Do you know anything further about it at all? Do you know anybody who has yet looked at it and was able to in any way validate or stamp out this story or what?
No, and this is something we very much want to get to the bottom of. I certainly hope it's true. Whether it is or not remains to be proven. I do believe that at least they're doing the correct thing by inviting a scientist from around the world to actually test the system and validate it, and I should also say reproduce it, because that is the sine qua non of the scientific method, is that it needs to be scientifically reproducible and tested and validated by objective third parties. And I think when you're dealing with something this important, it needs to be multiple objective independent third parties, and that's exactly what we have been pursuing in our investigation of these sorts of devices.
Well, it's certainly tantalizing, because the way they're approaching it is it's very inviting to imagine it might be real. Otherwise, why invite everybody to examine it? So, you know, it might be the real McCoy, and it's the first one I've seen in years that might be. I know you've examined many. How many have you found to actually have promise?
Really, there are only a couple that have promise, and they are held by people who have been intimidated or frightened to come forward. Some of them have had colleagues who have been assassinated, and many people don't believe that would be possible, and I think they're just extremely naive to think that these sort of interests are not capable of that. They certainly are. One of the things that I disclose in my memoir, Hidden Truth, Forbidden Knowledge, which we've just released, is we were approached by former CIA Director Bill Colby in the 90s, and he had an operational extraterrestrial-based energy device that would generate enormous amounts of free energy, and he wanted to transfer that to our group, as well as adequate funding to be able to be sure it would get out to the public and sustain any suppression attempts. And the week that he was going to meet with a member of my board, they found him floating down the Potomac River and was murdered. And a colonel who was one of his best friends, actually was his best friend, who set up the meeting, told me directly that Colby was murdered for defecting from this group that had been sitting on this sort of information. And I think that one of the things that we have to do is, number one, not respond to fear and intimidation, which we do not, and number two, encourage many people to come forward with this sort of information and to do it at once. This is what we did with the Disclosure Project, and this is why we put together literally dozens of men and women who had top-secret clearances from diverse components of military and corporate projects who had firsthand knowledge of these UFOs and projects connected to them. And that's what DisclosureProject.org has. And I think that we want to do that now with these technologies as well. And I think it's wonderful that one of the ways that this group in Ireland, if in fact they do have something that can be validated, is that they went public with the fact they have it. I think the big mistake that many of these scientists in the past have made, and this is something that we are recommending that they not repeat, is to try to be quiet about something like this. I think that 99.9% of the world's population would support such a energy breakthrough that would get us off of fossil fuels and the damaging effects to the environment and our entanglements in the Middle East. And I think that the way to do it is to do exactly what this group in Ireland has done, and that is announce that they have it and invite scientists to evaluate it and have millions of people aware of it, because then it makes it very difficult to shove that off the radar scope, and I think that's exactly what you should do. I think people make a mistake when they think they're going to outfox this secret group and themselves sort of buy into trying to do things in a secretive way. It just doesn't work.
Okay, a couple of years ago on this program, you thought that you were on to one of these sources of energy. You were very, very excited about it. What became of that?
Well, the man who has it was intimidated and never wanted to reproduce and deliver to our group an operating system. And we're now working with a couple of other inventors who have systems that I think are even better. We're trying to encourage them to come forward, but it's a very difficult process. As I said, I think that this is something that's existed, and certainly Lieutenant Colonel Tom Bearden and others have documented that the breakthroughs like this have probably existed since the early part of the 20th century and have fallen into the wrong hands or have been suppressed. Since I spoke with you last, you know, we've met a man that developed a number of these systems and worked with General Motors in developing the electric vehicle, but also worked with some of these other technologies. And one of the colleagues that he had worked with was blown up in his lab, made to look like an accident. And this, of course, put a chill through his enthusiasm to do anything. Now he's decided that the world has really gone downhill so far in terms of its environmental situation and geopolitical situation that perhaps the risks of doing nothing are greater than the risks of having the courage to step forward. So these are the kind of people we're still looking for, and we encourage them to contact us so that we can help them secure these technologies, get them validated, and get them properly disclosed and disseminated to the public.